We were expecting maybe a cagey start to this match, but actually it was a decent first half. It ended up that first half 7-6, skied over with the slimmest of margins going in at the break. I'm not sure what happened in the half-time team talk, but Dunlow come out and went ultra defensive in the second half and really looked to smash and grab the game. Both sides only registering 2 points, and it was a very cagey, poor second half. And I would say Godot were delighted. They owned the ball in the second half as Dunlow just completely sat off. And both sides had a lot of very poor wides and balls into the keeper's arms in that second half. And indeed, Godot had a massive attempt. McGill of Regia from midfield coming up, fisting the ball off the bar. That was the second time, say, Godot had hit the crossbar in that match. But certainly in that second half, I say they owned the ball. When you were with me last, there was just a score in it, and Ryan, two scores in it, sorry, it was 8-6. Ryan Connors converted a free. Ethan Harkin, a few minutes later, responded to put Godot 2-2 up again. And then another Connors free with about 6 minutes to go, made it 9-8. At that point, you're thinking maybe the Dunlow could, as I say, the tactic of smash and grab could work for Desi Gallagher's side, but Godot were very comfortable on the ball, engineered a few opportunities that they probably should have waived and pulled away from Dunlow at the game. Indeed, there was a very late shout from the home fans for a foul, but Connie Doherty, he ref the game in that style. He was letting the tackle go, and I don't think he was ever going to blow for a foul there with the last the seconds ticking down in that second half. So I think Roland McNeil will be happy with all Desi Gallagher. Listen, there was a period in that second half where they were 6-3 up and playing some wonderful football on the front foot, and I just felt it was a real chance missed for Dunlow, because at home with that crowd behind them, I felt the way they attacked the game, they won the game, was to go and attack it. And unfortunately, they sat in the second half and paid the ultimate price, because they're now sitting on 2 points and looking around them for other results. So the end here at Rosses Park in this West Coast derby, it's Dunlow that have the points and the bragging rights. They won 9 points to 8.